Zelensky calls Javier Milei to shore up support before Trump-Putin summit. By Christian K. Caruso on August 15, 2025. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday that Argentina's Javier Milei is willing to personally collaborate so that Ukraine finds a just peace and reliable security guarantees. Zelensky and Milei spoke over the phone hours before President Donald Trump's scheduled meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday to discuss the topic of Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Argentine government sources confirmed to InfoBee, La Nación, and other outlets that the roughly 15-minute call was a cordial conversation between two friends. The two presidents also spoke about the possibility of Milei visiting Kyiv. "Of course, we discussed the situation in diplomacy. I informed about recent contacts with partners and stressed that our position is absolutely clear. Ukraine needs a just peace and reliable security guarantees. Javier is ready to make personal efforts toward this. Thank you," Zelensky wrote on social media, before praising Milei for Argentina's economic achievements and expressing Ukraine's willingness in studying them. "Right now, relations between our countries are reaching a truly high level. We talked about this in detail. Technology, the economy, the agricultural industry. There are many areas for potential cooperation," Zelensky continued. "We also agreed to resume the format of political consultations between our foreign ministries. Our teams will work actively to ensure these take place as soon as possible." The Ukrainian president detailed that he and Milei agreed on their next contact and said that he will be glad to see Javier in Ukraine. Milei has not publicly commented on his phone conversation with Zelensky at press time. The Argentine president has been a vocal supporter of Ukraine since Russia launched its new invasion in 2022, going as far as to bring a Ukrainian flag to Congress while serving as congressman. Milei's support contrasts with the region's leftist regimes such as Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and others, which have sided with Russia in the ongoing conflict. The two heads of state first held a phone conversation in November 2023 when Milei, then president-elect of Argentina, expressed to Zelensky his total support against the Russian invasion. Zelensky was among the international heads of state who participated in Milei's December 10, 2023, inauguration ceremony. At the time, Milei, a student of Judaism, gifted a menorah to Zelensky, which the Ukrainian president lit up in 2024. Since then, both heads of state have met at different international venues and conversed over the phone on different occasions. Immediately upon taking office, Milei implemented a drastic realignment of Argentina's foreign policy after roughly two decades of socialist governments pushed the country towards Iran, China, Russia, and the region's authoritarian regimes of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Milei's foreign policy placed the United States and Israel as Argentina's main allies. Although Milei has repeatedly supported Ukraine, Argentina abstained from voting on a United Nations resolution in February that called for Russia to end its invasion of Ukraine, which the United States voted against. Secretary of State Marco Rubio explained to Breitbart News at the time that the United States' vote against the resolution was because it was antagonistic to efforts to bring both Russia and Ukraine to the table to negotiate an end to the ongoing war. According to InfoBee, Argentine diplomatic sources explained at the time that supporting the UN resolution would have been a very strong move, so they chose to remain neutral, with the aim of balancing relations between both sides. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.